paying the highest prices around. In business over 30 years, you know that Gold Fever is a jeweler you can trust. Stop in today to see some of their fine pre-owned watches from Cartier, Rolex, and Breitling. Perfect certified diamonds, all shapes and colors. Plus, exquisite diamond hoop earrings, pendants, and bracelets. Gold Fever on Arnold Avenue in Point Pleasant Beach. Call 732-892-3535.
Extraordinary community banking means they're always ready to lend a hand.
At Ocean First, we've been here for you since 1902. From Point Pleasant and Bricktown to Manahawk and Jackson and Toms River.
It means they've been here for generations, serving generations of families.
Ocean First is your first place to go for long-term planning and everyday banking, checking, savings, loans, and more.
They're in my corner and just down the block.
Visit oceanfirst.com. Equal housing, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC. And a member of your community for over 111 years.
Treat your child to their best birthday party of all time. Good Sports USA in Wall Township hosts hundreds of birthday parties each year in their beautiful 80,000 square foot sports and entertainment complex. Moms, no mess or fuss for you. Just show up and let Good Sports experienced party staff take over. Choose your favorite sports to play and build up an appetite for all the pizza you can eat. It's the best value in town. Call Good Sports today to book your party and be sure to ask about their sports leagues and camps too. Call 732-681-8898 or visit goodsportsusa.com.
Extraordinary community banking means they're always ready to lend a hand.
At Ocean First, we've been here for you since 1902. From Point Pleasant and Bricktown to Manahawk and Jackson and Toms River.
It means they've been here for generations, serving generations of families.
Ocean First is your first place to go for long-term planning and everyday banking, checking, savings, loans, and more.
They're in my corner and just down the block.
Visit oceanfirst.com. Equal housing, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC. And a member of your community for over 111 years.
Now, back to the 2012 Shore Conference Basketball Tournament on WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, part of the Shore Sports Network.
Game one of three here today. We're at the break in this one. It is 29-22 in favor of Toms River North. Let's run through the scoring leaders for both of these teams. On this day so far, Damian Singleton, the top man for the Mariners, 7 points. 6 points for Sally Stansberry, 5 for Kyle Carrington, 4 apiece for Carl Blum and for Ron Marinaccio, and 3 points for Tyler Bernath. Again, the quarter totals 15 and 14 for Toms River North. For Colts Neck, 14 points for Brandon Federici. He has led the way and really been the story in this one so far. 4 points for Eddie Romanek off the bench, 2 apiece for James Sobieski and for Luke Lima. 14 and 8 the quarter totals. Biggest number that we can talk about for Colts Neck right now, 0 points for Chris O'Reilly and nothing on the scoreboard yet for Tim Vangelis. Those are two guys who are both double-digit scorers and combined for about 21 points per contest. So the fact that they haven't gotten anything yet has really limited Colts Neck a little bit. You've got to wonder in a way if that will continue or if somehow Lou Piccola at halftime can draw some new stuff up and try to open up O'Reilly and Vangelis, who have to get going, Kevin, if this Colts Neck team is going to survive.
Matt, I couldn't agree with you more. Federici was terrific at times. I mean, he takes some wild shots, but he makes a lot of them, and that's why he's averaged almost 22 points per game. But they will need help in other places. And to me, for the Mariners, why would you change what you did in the first half? I think the one thing we're going to notice is Colts Neck is probably going to stick in the zone. I would doubt they'd go back in the man-to-man because they did have better success trying to force North to shoot the ball from outside.
It will be Colts Neck basketball to begin the second half. Teams changing ends, so the Cougars will move right to left on your radio dial. And here we go. Federici has it. Picks up his dribble, flips off to O'Reilly. Going to drive, stop at the elbow, floater off the mark and no good, and rebounded by Toms River North. It's Carrington off on the break, gives off to Blum. Set the lineups for you. The original five back on the floor for both teams. Singleton, Carrington, Martin, Blum, and Stansberry for the Mariners. Lalima, O'Reilly, Vangelis, Sobieski, and Federici, the five for the Cougars. Here's the drive by Blum. Little floater in the lane. Gets it to go.
Evan Martin with his first basket of the day.
I said Blum, excuse me, Evan Martin. And a foul right around midcourt as, again, Toms River North trying to push that defense out. That is going to be a foul on Evan Martin, and it's his third.
Yeah, they tried to force the double team right around midcourt, and Martin reached in. Didn't think so, but does anyone ever think they committed a foul?
You know, I was talking about that last night. We did the Monmouth game, and how basketball coaches never agree with anything. Even sometimes when it goes for them, they don't seem to agree with it. O'Reilly left quarter. Picks up his dribble. Gives back up top for Lalima. Feeding off on the right side, Vangelis. Now Federici has it back. Played by Stansberry. Trying to take him off the dribble. Skip pass in the corner. Deflected out by Singleton. And it will stay with Colts Neck.
Matt, I believe this is the Mariners' biggest lead of the game. They're up 9 here. 6:54 left in the third quarter.
31-22. That is the biggest advantage for Toms River North. O'Reilly, checked now by Blum. Lalima flipping for Vangelis on the left wing. Dribbling back up top and resetting. Man-to-man this time for Toms River North. They've done a great job of mixing up defenses against Colts Neck as Federici has his shot blocked out of bounds by Marinaccio. And with 90 seconds gone by, possession still holding for Colts Neck.
But Marinaccio did a good job. Federici kind of sliced between them, but he was able to block the ball from the side. Colts Neck ball under their own basket.
Vangelis looking to put it in play. Deflected up and stolen. Marinaccio, 3-on-1. Lobs for Stansberry. Caught it, but couldn't put a shot up. Instead, pulls out. Blum open from the left elbow. That's good. Blum has 6. He has a basket in all three quarters to continue to really have just a balanced effort from this Toms River North team. They're now up in double digits, 33-22. Here's O'Reilly working against a double team. He was bumped by Blum, who will commit his second, team's second.
That's just a bad foul when you get beat and you reach in. It only leads to a foul call.
Yeah, certainly not necessary to do it at that point.
And that's the one thing you don't want to do is get in foul trouble and give Colts Neck a chance to mount a comeback on the foul line.
Less than 6 minutes to play. As the Cougars have it between the circles, Vangelis looking off to his right, goes against the screen, now comes back to the screen, Sobieski. Sobieski open inside, bumped by Stansberry, count it, and the foul.
And Stansberry's going to get his third, and he's kind of wondering what I did. He was just sort of standing there. But I don't know if he was set, Matt. I think that was the problem. Kind of looked like he was moving a little bit.
And I give credit to Sobieski, who kind of created the contact that time. And Stansberry was on the move, and he will have to sit now for at least a little bit. He will check out with those three personal fouls. And, you know, you think if the game gets tighter, you got to have him on the floor, so you got to rest him right now.
Well, that's a big three-point play for Sobieski, who's got 5. But just as importantly, it sends Stansberry to the bench.
33-25. Carrington backing his man down. At a shot blocked by Sobieski, who came over on the help side. And then Carrington doing what so many players do, committing that frustration foul. His second, and now the team's fourth.
And you know, Matt, if you remember, I said at the top of the broadcast, I thought the Sobieski-Stansberry matchup would be one that would be very interesting. To me, in the first half, Sobieski did absolutely nothing. One of their coaches told me he's got a great motor when he gets going. He's got the motor going a little bit right now.
He's got it. Almost had it. Ball was thrown over his head. Deflected away. Here's North on the break. Carrington, left side layup, up and in transition. Carrington scoring for the first time since the first quarter. He's got 7. The lead back to double digits at 35-25. Federici, good ball fake. Goes past Bernath. Right side glass, up and in. 16 for Federici.
Steal.
And a steal. He's got it back. Draws contact. Almost got it to go, but will go to the line instead. That's going to be against Blum. He's got 3, and it's the 5th team foul of the half. So check this. Martin, Blum, Stansberry, all 3 fouls. And if this game continues on this path, Colts Neck's going to be shooting a lot of free throws.
Well, I think right now the Mariners really, you know, I'm not surprised if Coach Caswell doesn't consider a timeout because they're not playing smart basketball. They are allowing Colts Neck to get back in the game by committing fouls and making bad plays.
First free throw is up and in. 35-28 with the second one set to be put up by Federici. He makes that one as well. He's got a game-high 18. And with those free throws, the lead is 6. Good press break. Carrington open inside. Sobieski blocked him, and they'll call it jump ball. Couple of times now, Sobieski getting active defensively, and off the possession arrow, it will be Cougar basketball.
Well, he's definitely got a bounce in his step right now.
This should be Tom Zivor North.
Yeah,
ball,
the Mariners, the official call, Tom Zivor North basketball.
It will be Tom Zivor North ball. Colts neck handed off the possession arrow to start the half. Blum feeding inside. Wanted Bernath, deflected away. Here comes Lil Lima. Stutters, hesitates, drives. Right side layup up and in. And there's that timeout, 35-31. And Rory Caswell has seen enough. 4:44 to go. It is a 30-second timeout. We will keep it right here. What a run for this Cougar team coming out of the break.
And I think it's a combination. I think Colts Neck has played smart basketball, and at the same time, the Mariners, I'm going to say it simply, they've gotten stupid. You try and run an inbounds play there to Tyler Bernath, who's covered. Blum throws him the ball, and it leads to a steal and a basket at the other end. This is what the Mariners have avoided up until this point of the game. They played a terrific first half, but now they had an 11-point lead, Matt, just moments ago. It's down to four. They've got all kinds of foul trouble. Their big man's on the bench, and you sort of feel like the whole momentum is turning around, and I think Sobieski's the player that sort of energized this Cougar team.
I hope Luke wasn't listening. If he was, he would have said, don't say stupid. He's not allowed to say that word. So if my three-year-old's listening, Uncle Kevin is sorry.
Vocabulary challenged, Luke. I'm really sorry.
Off the inbound now, the timeout. Mariner basketball. Carrington flipping inside. Bernath, he's open. Right side layup, up and in. Bernath been a good spark plug off the bench. He hit that three-pointer as the second quarter winding down. Second basket, he's got five.
Nice job by Carrington to lead to that easy basket. He picks up the assist.
37-31, three on the way. O'Reilly forced that one, and now an over-the-back foul on Sobieski. His first.
That was pretty obvious.
Yeah, that one, you know, you talked about it. Sometimes you're just taller than the guy, and you jump over the top of him. That time, Sobieski lowered the hip and the body.
First team foul on the Cougars with 4:13 left in the third quarter.
37-31. Coming up on the midway point here of the third quarter. Press break again. Carrington now going to pull out, reset. Williams trying to feed inside Bernath, and it's poked away. Lolima up ahead. Federici right side layup. He won't miss that. He's got 20, and the lead is 4, 37-33 for Tom Zivor North. Mariners really struggling in this quarter. Bernath doubled, and he was fouled. Take your pick of a white shirt. It will go on O'Reilly. He was there along with Federici. His second, team second. Checking back into the game for Tom Zivor North, Evan Martin. He will replace Julian Williams. Let's watch Martin. He's got three personal fouls.
Matt, it looks like they're going to try and get Stansbury through this third quarter without having to put him back in the game.
And let's remember, too, Blum, who's played well today, he also has three fouls, and he is also on the bench. So your main front court guys for Tom Zivor North sitting right now with 3:40 to go in the quarter. O'Reilly riding Carrington up court will get called for his third personal foul and the team's third.
Just can't keep up with him.
O'Reilly going to have to check out, and coming in his place will be Jake Mullaney, who saw some time, the 5'11 junior guard. Mariners putting it in play near sideline. Martin works against Vangelis. Now we'll pull out. This may be good news for Tom Zivor North. A little more patience offensively needed. Singleton hands off Carrington. Martin looking at drive. Floater in the lane is good.
Well, I don't know if that's the shot they wanted, but they'll take the result.
39-33, back to a six-point edge. 3:15 to go in the third quarter. Federici breaks the press with the dribble. He's open, wide open, drives to the lane, missed the layup. The tip-in by Sobieski is good.
The motor is running now for Sobieski. Meantime, Federici drove around three Mariners.
Here comes pressure by Colts Neck, and Lolima with a loose ball kind of up for grabs for a second, then picked up by Marinaccio. Lolima came over, committed the foul, his second, team's fourth.
Today's game brought to you in part by Gold Fever. Catch it, watch it, Arnold Avenue in downtown. Point Pleasant Beach.
Matt Harmon, Kevin Williams back here from the Collins Arena on the campus of Brookdale Community College. Quarterfinal number two on the day, number one for us. Lakewood plays the winner of this game. They took the tip-off game against Mattawan. Mariners feeding inside, and a travel will be called on Tom's River North. Give the ball back to Colts Neck. 2:47 to go in the third quarter. 39-35. Mariners lead. Here's Federici. Drives left side. Count it! And the foul! Great take to the basket by Brandon Federici, the 6'4 senior, who is now up over the top of his average, still in the third quarter, going to the line for the three-point play.
Well, I know what Rory Caswell's trying to do, but I almost think, Matt, you have to put Stansbury back in the game because the momentum is just, he's watched an 11-point lead slip away. It'll be one if he makes the free throw here.
Sixth team foul. He put the foul on Jared Rankins, who I don't think he was in the game. 23?
Yeah, it should have been 23.
That's Martin. That's four.
That should be his fourth.
On Evan Martin. So let's change that. Evan Martin gets his fourth and the team's sixth. So one more after this one. And Colts Neck will be shooting free throws for the remaining part of the day. Federici completes the three-point play.
His second natural three-point play of the afternoon.
He has 23. He has tied the score at 39. An 11-point lead has evaporated for Tom's River North. Singleton trying to take Lalima off the dribble. Gives to Carrington, who's checked by Evangelist. Man-to-man defense this time for Colts Neck. Here's Julian Williams, top of the key. Crossing over, leaves down inside. Blum has it. He'll miss the easy one. Get it back. Hard work by Blum. Missing the second one. And then the rebound taken down by Mullaney. And a timeout has been taken by Lou Pacola. It is a 30-second timeout, which means we keep it here.
They've corrected the scoreboard. It is the 39-38 Mariners. It was not tied before.
2:06 to play. Coming up at 2:30, Manasquan Jackson Memorial, 4:15 tip-off, Point Beach and Manalapan. All of these teams waiting to get themselves in to a possible Shore Conference tournament semifinal. Boys semifinals will take place here at Brookdale on Wednesday night, 6 o'clock, 7:45 your tip times. Final on Saturday from Monmouth University. We broadcast all of those games live on the Shore Sports Network at 1160, 1310 WOBM AM, and at shoresportsnetwork.com.
And of course, with all our programming, you can download the free Radio Pup app on your smartphone or Android and listen right on that device.
I like using that.
Oh, I do too.
You can get all of the Town Square media stations from around the country on there.
Absolutely. Including this one.
Less than 2 minutes. 39-38. Tom's River North the advantage. Off the feed inside of the high post. Federici was fouled.
Julian Williams, yep.
We'll commit that one. That's the seventh team foul. So Tom's River North has already put Colts Neck in the one-and-one situation. Cougars will shoot free throws for the remainder of the afternoon. Williams with his second personal as Federici makes the front end of the one-and-one. Second one also good. Quite a performance. Had 12 in the first quarter, then just 2 in the second, and has come alive here again in the third. He has also given his team a 1-point edge.
And he's 5 for 5 from the free throw line, and he figures to spend a lot of time there the rest of the way.
40-39. 90 seconds to play in the third quarter. Singleton pulls back out, resets the offense. Lalima checking him. Here's the handoff to Williams. Mullaney gets him as an assignment. Right side pass for Singleton. Going to drive. Bumped by Lalima. Did get the shot up, but they will say on the floor. Fifth team foul on Colts Neck. Third on Lalima.
Smart play, though. by Singleton to at least try and get to the line by shooting the ball right away when he felt contact. That would have worked in the NBA.
And you know what? It was pretty close here.
It was very close.
Blum off the inbound, finding Carrington near side corner. Ball deflected on the pass back up for Singleton. We come up on 60 seconds remaining in the third quarter. Colts Neck has taken the lead 40-39. Here's Carrington dribbling. Hop step in the lane. Lost it. But they will say he was grabbed on his way through the lane. And here's what I'll tell you, Kevin. Get ready in the fourth quarter. We're going to see a lot of free throws as that's the sixth team foul on Colts Neck. And the fourth on the Lima. So everybody now starting to add up the fouls.
Kyle Carrington will go to the line for a couple.
First time today for Carrington. Makes that one. He's got eight.
Matt, that is the first free throw attempt of the day for the Mariners.
That is correct. Second one coming up by Carrington. Kind of an awkward stance from the free throw line.
Yeah.
Now pulls the right foot up a little bit closer. Front rims that one. Off the mark. Tied at 40. Less than a minute to go. Vangelis has it at the scorer's table. Flips left for O'Reilly. O'Reilly patiently bouncing with the right hand. Now changes direction. Comes left. Hop step down the lane. Got it to go. Fading away. First basket of the day for Chris O'Reilly. Gives his team a two-point edge.
Boy,
and a steal. Federici stepped in the passing lane. 42-40. Colts Neck dominating here in this third quarter.
Different team.
Federici wanting backdoor. Has Vangelis. Takes a dribble. Reverse layup up and in. His first basket of the day.
The Mariner defense is parted. It's like Moses came calling, man. There are more openings than I've ever seen.
Carrington's three. Off the mark. No good. Marinaccio kept it alive. Picked up by Mullaney. And a timeout taken by Lupacolo with 5 seconds left in the third quarter. Unbelievable turnaround here.
The Cougars have scored as many points in this quarter as they did in the entire first half, 22. And I will tell you that the one-second guess here to me is the decision not to put Stansbury in, because by the time he gets back in the fourth quarter, granted, they'll be very much in the game, but everything has slipped away. I might have brought him back in with that two, you know, when that one timeout, I think with 2:46 left, I might have put him back in and said, "Hey, you're a senior. I need you to be smart. If they have you beat, let them go to the basket. But I need your presence on the court." They've clearly missed him.
Well, what's been interesting is he being Rory Caswell, has let Blum play with the three personal fouls a lot in this third quarter. Stansbury, not at all.
Colts Neck here with 4.9 seconds left should get a look before the quarter ends. They'll have to go to the whole court.
Federici throws it in. Vangelis on the break. Up ahead. Stops, pops, and throws up an air ball. That'll take us to the end of quarter number three. A turnaround quarter for sure as Colts Neck outscores Toms River North 22-11 in the frame. Let's break for 30 seconds. We're back right after this with more of the Shore Conference Tournament quarterfinals. The Cougars up over the Mariners 44-40. We're back in 30 seconds.
There's great family fun at the Pendleton.